Art superstar Ultraviolet has died. She lived in Manhattan, where she first gained fame in the 1960s as Andy Warhol's muse. WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports that unlike many of the flamboyant figures who passed through Warhol's factory, Ultraviolet had a long career as a working artist.
It's 1968, and a lot of the critical conversation about art sounds like this WNYC show.
Welcome to Views on Art, a transcribed series in which you meet...
American art has just been through two decades of abstract expressionism, led by macho guys like Jackson Pollock, whose monumental works conveyed tortured emotion and existential questing. But a new king, or queen, of art had come along to blow up its values. Andy Warhol opened a factory to produce cool and commodified works of art and invited all kinds of people to make art with him, including a striking young French-American woman whose name describes an invisible part of the spectrum and whom WNYC interviewer Ruth Bowman tried to figure out how to address.
We have an unusual guest today whose name is Ultraviolet, and my confusion is whether to call her Ultra or Miss Violet. Ultra, I will call you.
All right. She was born Isabelle Dufresne, but took the name Ultraviolet from the purple dye she liked to put in her hair. She said she built her look on a bright color to contrast with Warhol, whose snowy wigs and dark sunglasses made him look like a black and white photo come to life. Ultraviolet was an original Warhol superstar and appeared in several of his films, including one in which she lies on the floor with her shirt unbuttoned, talking to a young man who's smoking a cigarette.
Me? Yeah. I'm 20-something.
20-something.
Plus.
There's no music and no action, and the conversation is banal, until Ultraviolet says...
Well, how would you like to kiss me?
So, do you want that? Is that what you want?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then the two of them kissed for 11 minutes. Ultraviolet got famous for this kind of thing, and years later she told a documentary filmmaker that it's not a bad idea for a young artist to get some press by acting scandalous.
And if you do, the press is going to cover it, and that could be, you know, stepping stone on being famous.
But after you're famous for, say, 15 minutes... you have to get to work.
Eventually, the work has to be good and it has to stand by itself.
Ultraviolet's sculpture and paintings lean toward the surreal and reflect the irreverence of her first mentor, Salvador Dali. There's her painting that shows the classical figure of Michelangelo's Adam with a Mickey Mouse head and, where his genitals should be, a revolver.
I wish someone would tell me the meaning of that revolver there. Can somebody help me and tell me? Nobody.
Ultraviolet kept working for decades. She said it took her a year to finish a sculpture that is now on loan to the September 11th Memorial Museum. The sculpture spells out 9/11 in what she described as peaceful, regal Roman numerals. And instead of making them a grim or mournful color, she colored them violet. She died this past weekend at age 78. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.